Well, I have to ask, who did you give the silver bullets to that were inside of that Yeti at the Hard Rock? Because you don't drink, right?
That's a good question. Because I don't drink.
Yeah.
I don't. No.
I don't either. Really.
So I gave the beers, like, I have enough, just so people know, like, I have zero problems with drinking. I mean, I used to love to drink some beer. Okay. That's why I put silver bullets on the song. However, I just don't anymore, you know, since I'm a dad. But I give the beers to my buddies and some of my band. Now, my band and crew, they don't drink on the road and stuff or frankly, around showtime. But after the show, they can tip a few back. It's no problem. And I give it to those guys. And definitely everybody over 21, for sure. I don't have anybody lower than that.
Of course. Yeah, that's what's so cool is I'm not a drinker either. And especially now that I'm pregnant. But
congratulations.
Thank you so much. But it's one of those things you're just high on life and you don't need that. And it's just fantastic. And that's what it's going to be like at Creek Fest. Now, have you played a lot of outdoor venues?
I have. It's 50-50. But I mean, yeah, I'm on this Buy Me a Boat tour right now, which Creek Fest will be a part of. And by the way, I am so proud to be coming back to Creek Fest. I mean, I can't wait. Honestly, I'm not even joking. It's my favorite group of people, first of all, to see, okay? And it's my favorite group to play for, second. And third, it's literally my favorite show I've ever been a part of and been fortunate enough to come back to. And so, there's just outstanding people, though. The hospitality is just unbelievable, and that's what I really appreciate the most. And the scenery, I mean, that's the icing on the cake.
Oh, of course.
I got to tell you, I love Iowa. I love the rivers, the streams, the hills, the terrain, and just everything about it. The scenery is great. Second to that, it's going to be a blast. I mean, my shows are high energy. They're roller coaster rides.
They're
all over the place in a good way, in a collected way.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm coming back to Creek Fest with some big, giant hits. So it's going to be way fun. It's going to be turned way up to 12 off the 10 scale, and we're just going to have a good time. I mean, as usual.
It's so true. Well, and you're going to be opening up for Mr. Kid Rock. That's unbelievable.
I know, man. Like, I'm such a fan of, I call him Bob. I'm such a fan of Bob. And so,
you guys are tight.
I love his music. I've always loved his music. So it's going to be really fun. And I think that's a perfect billing, because we kind of have the same kind of style of fans, if you will. And so I think it's going to blend and lend a nice hand to each other. It's going to complement each other well, is what I'm trying to say.
That's for sure. And it's all going down Saturday, July 30th. It is the Party in the Pasture. Chris Jansen opening up for Kid Rock. Chris, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for being such an inspiration in country music. And thanks for calling this morning. We'll see you next month.
Hey, most importantly, congratulations on that baby. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. We're so blessed. It's our first, so fingers crossed.
Oh, my God. Okay, your life's about to change.
Yes.
Nothing else matters. I'll see you at Creek Fest. You let me know how it's going.
I will. Thank you.
All right, thank you.